Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Today, I've come to Mystic, Connecticut to view the restoration of the Mayflower II, a replica of the merchant ship that brought the Pilgrims first to Provincetown and then to Plymouth in 1620. That now historic event was completely unremarkable at the time.
This is just cargo. The only good thing about this cargo is it was self-loading cargo.
That's Whit Perry, Director of Maritime Preservation at Plymouth Plantation. He says the original Mayflower was sold for scrap in 1624. Many years later, a man named Warwick Charlton was returning to England after serving in World War II, and he began reading of Plymouth Plantation by William Bradford, the definitive account of the Pilgrims.
And he formed a private company to build this reproduction and give it as a gift of appreciation to America for America's help during World War II.
There are no surviving plans for the original Mayflower, so historians relied on their general knowledge of vessels from that time period.
We didn't know if it was a Ford or a Dodge or a Chevy in the exact detail for this reproduction, but we definitely knew what an early 17th century merchant vessel would look like.
The Mayflower II was built at the Stuart Upham Shipyard in England. It was completed in 1957 and sailed across the Atlantic to become a mainstay exhibit as part of Plymouth Plantation. The ship had routine maintenance over the years, but never underwent a major restoration.
So I believe it was in 2013, we were doing some exploratory surgery in our inspection process and found that, you know, it's time for this ship to have its major, major overhaul.
The Mayflower II sits under a protective covering of polyvinyl material that resembles an enormous white mailbox from the outside. We climb a set of exterior stairs, don hard hats, and a steel walkway takes us onto the main deck.
Ah, there it is.
Scaffolding surrounds much of the 85-foot-long vessel. Shipwrights move here and there, chiseling, hammering, sanding, and caulking.
You know, we're hearing lots of power tools in the background here. And so I wanted to mention that, yes, we are using some modern power tools to get things close. But if you look, you can see all the handwork. We can use a modern saw and a modern planer to kind of get all this close to where it needs to go. But every piece, we're still using chisels, broadaxe, hand planes, and mallets to do the final fitting of all these pieces. The chisels and cutting of all the mortise pockets for these beams, still the best and only way to do that is by hand.
A major undertaking was finding good quality white oak, which the shipyard has acquired from Massachusetts and several other states. And there was another key requirement.
We want long, crooked trees rather than shortish, straight ones like you'd use for normal lumber. We like to try and use as close to the natural shape of the ship as we can when we're cutting out these frames.
Near the ship's bow, Jamie Kirshner is using special caulking irons to pound strips of cotton in between seams of planking.
Two typical ones you use are a threading iron, which you thread the cotton in with, and then there's a making iron that drives it down and packs it tight. And we'll do two strands of cotton in each seam, and then a marine grade putty on top of it.
Whit Perry says roughly 25 to 30% of the original Mayflower II materials are being used in the restoration. The remainder is new construction.
And one of the things we're really concentrating on, down really low in the ship, is one of the places where if there was any question mark about whether we keep the piece or replace the piece, we replaced it, because that's where it's going to have 130 tons of internal ballast on top of all that framing. We do not want to have to address any issues down deep under the waterline like that in, say, another 10 years. Not only are we restoring the ship for the 2020 commemoration, but for the next 60 years of its ship's life cycle.
The Mayflower II will be rechristened on September 7th. Workers will then install rigging, apply paint, and other finishing touches. The ship returns to Plymouth for the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims' landing in 1620 and will eventually sail to Provincetown. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Mystic, Connecticut.